Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Simple one-page resolution, Lee. Do you condemn the assassination of Charlie Kirk? And do you condemn all forms of political violence? 118 Democrats, a majority in the House, voted no or voted present. Because they don't condemn political violence. They want more of it. There is no other explanation here that makes any sense. Now, watch what they've been up to while everybody's been focused on Charlie Kirk. Keep in mind is the background here. We've already had the assassination in January in Vermont of one Border Patrol agent in cold blood by an Antifa cell. They tried it again by another John Brown Gun Club Antifa-linked cell down in Alvarez, Texas, eight of them. Okay, so we know that. They're trying to kill border agents and ICE. This has been going on for a while, and some of it's informal, like the brick through the windshield, right, that we saw in California. Now, watch what's been going on in the last week with Democrats. It started on Friday in New York with them getting arrested, trying to breach an ICE facility, Customs and Border Patrol facility in New York, violently breach it. Okay, now what the public needs to know about this, these were Congress members, right, Lee? But here's the thing, and they've been very clear on this. If you want to tour these facilities as a Democrat or a Republican member of Congress, that's fine. Sign up, give us 24 to 48 hours notice, and we will walk you through. You can access the facility. You don't need to breach it.
Yeah.
So we saw them surrounding that facility on Friday. Democrat Congress member arrested. Over the weekend, they're at it again. This time, trying to block federal agents at an ICE facility outside of Chicago on Friday as those agents were trying to drive vehicles out of the facility. Forming a barrier around it. They're doing it in Portland. So it's on Friday, we've got Democrats arrested for trying to violently breach the facility there when all they need to do is make a phone call and they can get in. So what are they doing? They're telegraphing violence, 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 violence. We don't want federal immigration laws to be implemented. It happened again so it's Friday, it's in New York. Over the weekend, it's in Chicago and it's ongoing in Portland. And these are Democrat members of Congress and also Democrat candidates for Congress. And they're violent. They're blocking, these deportation vehicles in and out. And again, these deportation, they are deporting some of the most vile, dangerous, abusive human beings on the planet. People with long criminal records. So this is intending. And then when you put that on top of with the attempt, we've seen the potential assassinations. We've seen these border agents have these left-wing activists show up at their kids' schools, target their kids' social media profiles online. And what does Gavin Newsom do? Signs a bill to unmask them in California. Well, you know what? When you've done all of that and the people doing it are leftists, they're violent. The Congress members are outside of these facilities. They're Antifa shock troops and a gun club shock troops are trying to literally kill you. And Gavin Newsom wants you unmasked. Come on. They would know, Lee, exactly what this meant if it was us. Mm-hmm. They would say, oh, we're targeting them for violence. We're violent. We want them dead. That's how it would be perceived. And they wouldn't be wrong.
Well, how would they react to a law that would require anyone who shows up in public with a mask on to be arrested?
Oh, they would have loved that during COVID, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still going on now, and COVID is not a thing.
I know.
And you've still got people that will show up at these protests with masks on and head coverings. And, you know, what are they trying to hide? Well, they're trying to hide their face from facial recognition and being recognized by authorities because their intent is to break the law.
Exactly. And so, to harass them and their families.
So, you know, I am not in favor of unmasking law enforcement trying to do their job. But, you know, if you're in a public space and, a private citizen who are protesting and illegally somewhere to begin with, if you've got a mask, if you go to a bank and rob a bank and you've got a mask on, why? Okay, because you're trying to hide your identity. Well,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's a correlation there.
Meanwhile, devastating for the left over the weekend, Nate Silver, a very popular left-wing pollster, used to work for the Washington Post, now he's out on his own, just went on an absolute rant. Where Jimmy Kimmel got the idea Tyler Robinson was MAGA, Charlie Kirk's assassin. And he says, so where is Kimmel getting this idea from? Well, maybe Blue Sky. And he starts calling out people, Keith Olbermann, David Schuster, Jemele Hill, who, you know, falsely claimed this guy was MAGA. Then he says, as Gabe Fleischer pointed out, Heather Cox Richardson, the author of the number one U.S. politics newsletter, Letters from an American, she's a liberal, wrote this weekend that Robinson appears to have embraced the far right, disliking Kirk for being insufficiently radical. Richardson presented no evidence for this. It's just wishful thinking at best. He said, really, it's just a falsehood. Like Fleischer, I'll be polite and not use the term lie just because I don't know what's in Richardson's head. So he's going through. He is a left winger himself and a noted one, and calling out all these people on the left who are lying. And he said, I'm not looking to pick a fight here. He said, but the progressive bubble is getting really bad. Maybe not as bad as the MAGA bubble, but bad. It's just a liberal, so. Yeah. But bad, and progressives often rationalize bad behavior by saying whatever the other side is doing is worse. This has already had serious consequences, such as the denialism about Joe Biden's deteriorating condition last year, which they blamed on unfair media coverage. Now, listen to this. Kimmel is a relatively mainstream figure, so if this sort of misinformation about Robinson, Tyler Robinson being MAGA, is making its way to him and in scripted remarks, not off-the-cuff comments, that suggests the bubble is expanding, slowly devouring the reality-based community. I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Kimmel was never a mainstream pundit there. Good grief almighty, you've got to be kidding me.
And he's saying formerly rational commentators on their side are having trouble escaping this bubble. And he's saying, you guys, you're lying.
Who are these?
He's not MAGA.
Who are these rational commentators they're talking about?
Well, I mean, it's Nate Silver, right? So, I mean, he's a leftist. I mean, so it's just, you know.
Joy Reid, anyone on The View. I mean, where are the mainstream leftists? I don't see any.
Oh. Yeah, I don't either. And that's part of the problem here. They've drifted so far to the left,
yeah.
And they expect everyone to go with them, and people aren't, and they're very frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
So, meanwhile, Andy Ngo, who studied Antifa for a very long time, very closely, they gave him a brain bleed and put him in a coma.
Yeah, I got up close and personal with him, didn't
I? Yeah, he was just trying to peacefully cover one of their, fiery but peaceful protests. They hit him in the head with a brick and gave him a brain bleed. They had to put him in a coma to swell his brain down. It's a wonder he's still alive. So he knows Antifa very well. And here's what he said over the weekend. He said, Antifa is scared. In the aftermath of what happened with Charlie Kirk.
I've been tracking what Antifa have been saying and writing in response to the assassination. Obviously, they were celebrating, but they've also now, particularly from one Antifa group in Oregon, they published an after-action report looking at the days following the assassination, and they're actually quite concerned about the unity on the American right. They're concerned that groups of conservatives who weren't politically active before have become quite motivated or activated to get involved, such as school children or families. And this is a point of concern for them. And they're discussing ways to try to break up that unity. And they discuss different tactics to divide and conquer. So this pushback that we're seeing on educators who have said horrific things, the other side sees it and they're actually afraid.
Good. And, you know, this is nothing but an amplification of the unity of that group that was founded. I mean, and I'm not talking about Antifa. I'm talking about, you know, Republican voters or people who voted Republican during the 2024 election. You know, they have done nothing but solidify and amplify that unity of mainstream Americans who see the consequences of the actions of these Democrat Marxist leaders.
And that's essentially what he's saying. He's saying, look, I've been trying to warn you guys for years how dangerous these folks are, and now everyone can see it.
If there's a silver lining, you could say, in the days after the assassination, it would be that a lot of people got to see the sociopathy that exists on a large faction of the left, and not just on the far left, obviously, but amongst those who are in white collar positions, in positions of influence on children, in government, etc. And I hope that the lesson that's taken away from that is we are so beyond cancel culture right now. We are dealing with an assassination culture. So wake up to it.
Yeah. And look, if you want to know why 118 Democrats, the majority, refused to vote to condemn Charlie Kirk's assassination in that resolution, go back to this, folks. 2 months ago from Axios, the House Democrats, remember this? A fourth House Democrat said, this is Axios reporting, liberal publication, said constituents have told them civility isn't working and to prepare for violence to fight to protect our democracy. In other words, they're saying, well, we didn't want violence, but our constituents want it. So this is why the majority of them won't even condemn violence against Charlie Kirk, because it's what their constituents want.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.